You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today is a Tuesday short show, probably about 15 minutes max, and when I get done editing it, probably 12. What I want to do is a follow-up and an update on yesterday's show. Baltimore had last night burning, and it's sad to see. For example, one of the things that was burnt down was a church-sponsored facility for senior citizens, both to meet as well as housing, as well as a number of businesses. What we have going on in Baltimore is black gang members, thugs, and people sympathetic to them going on rampages, targeting, first of all, police officers and their vehicles, throwing bricks, rocks, over a dozen. Last count I heard was 15, 16. I don't know how many were injured last night, but we're probably up to two dozen police officers injured. And that is what happens when you give space to destroy, to quote the mayor, who's trying to walk back her words, but unfortunately for her, it was captured on YouTube. And to be fair to her, and I want to be fair, she was responding to a question from the press, but she made a fundamental mistake. She spoke what was on her mind, and that messed her up. You don't give space to destroy to criminals, to thugs, to gang members, and that is what happened. No one is accusing her of encouraging that, but you see, it's a fundamental question. How do you deal with mobs that are rioting? One approach, an approach that I think is in the mind of this mayor as well as some other mayors, is give them space. Let them loot, burn. And we saw that in Ferguson, and we are seeing it today repeated in Baltimore. You have to very much nip this in the bud. And once anyone gets out of line, you have to clamp down on it immediately so it doesn't spiral and escalate. And that's what we're seeing. And it gets a lot more difficult to do in a large city like Baltimore, because Baltimore is a large city, and these gangs can roam and attack, hit and run, and then take off. And there are numerous video clips. They burnt the pharmacy, businesses. And what's the result of that? Very few, if any, of those businesses are going to rebuild. They're going to move. And to the extent that any of the businesses stay, their insurance rates, their property and casualty rates are going to go up. So the cost of buying goods and services from them is going to go up. Who suffers? The community suffers. The very community they live in suffers because of these black thugs. And that's the important point. No one wants to really address the bigger problem of black-on-black crime, because those are the victims. Blacks are first and foremost the victims, as well as the people that live in that city and pay for those police vehicles that were destroyed. Money does not grow on trees. So you must take a proactive business strategy to stop this. You don't give anyone a space to destroy. As I said yesterday, Madam Mayor, would you like your house and car to be a space to destroy in? I don't think so. Now, I don't know what the regulations are regarding guns in Baltimore, but I'll tell you something. Dallas, there are a lot of people with guns, and they legally have them and will use them. And I say that because what we have not seen yet, and I'm surprised, is the owners of these businesses defending their property against looters and arsonists. You don't let looters and arsonists burn down your business. You defend your business. And if the cops are unable to do it because of political pressure from this mayor or any other politician, then it's time for the citizens of the United States to take up arms and defend their property when they're attacked. These thugs are attacking people on the street, stealing, assaulting them. I'm surprised we haven't had any rapes yet. It needs to be stopped. And I'm glad finally, at the request of the mayor, I'll give her some credit for this, asked for the National Guard of Maryland to come into Baltimore. Now we have a president that I think is partially responsible for instigating this and ensuring that Al Sharpton is on the scene, as well as in Ferguson, his now departed, thank God, Attorney General. And what am I talking about? The President of the United States sets the tone and the attitude. And what is the tone and the attitude coming from the White House? He's blaming the police as well as the thugs. What he should do is look in the mirror, Mr. President. What are you doing? You're not enforcing the immigration laws. And both Republicans as well as Democrats and your administration is encouraging illegal immigration to this country. To the extent that today we have 30 to 50 million illegal aliens in this country. And what is your administration doing? Is it enforcing the law that's on the books? No. You're flagrantly violating the law. And that from the President of the United States. That is an example. A bad example, but an example of the respect this president holds to the law. He's very much a divide and conquer president. He is causing racial tensions in the United States that I have not seen since 1968. And that's where we had rioting in every major city. This is orchestrated, folks. You have far left, the lunatic left, that are now organizing and sending more thugs into Baltimore to have more rioting, more looting, more burning. And who do we have to thank for it? The President of the United States and people in his administration by not enforcing immigration law. Because what is the number one complaint of blacks as well as whites today? It's jobs or lack of jobs. And who has 10, 15, 20, 30 million jobs in the United States today? No one knows the exact number. I don't. It's illegal aliens. They're not supposed to be working here in any city, including Baltimore, including Dallas. That's the law. It's not a suggestion. It's the law. The law says if you're here illegally, you are deported. You're removed from your either from your home or your workplace and deported. No ifs, ands, or buts. And these people, these illegal aliens, invariably have committed three crimes. They broke into the country, which is a misdemeanor. They got illegal documents, fraudulent documents, some cases stole identities, which is a felony. And then every day they're working here, they're committing another felony. They don't have legal status to work. So what is the president doing? He is giving legal status to millions of illegal aliens that by law should be deported. He absolutely refuses to enforce the law. And that sends a message to whites, blacks, Hispanics, that are citizens, that the president cares more about illegal aliens than American citizens that do not have jobs. Make no mistake, if all the illegal aliens that are currently here and working were deported today, unemployment would be close to 3%. We'd have near full employment. And you wouldn't have high school and college, both dropouts and graduates, without jobs. There would be plenty of jobs because there would be plenty of jobs to do. And what is this president and his administration doing? They're trying to accelerate Those that already have a green card, in other words, have legal status, can work here, to accelerate getting their citizenship. And also encourage illegals first to get legal status, and once they have legal status, a work permit, then get legal status, a permanent resident card, so they can get citizenship. In other words, the Democratic Party, led by Barack Obama, is no longer really interested in blacks. And it's about time the black community wake up to that fact. Because the black unemployment rate is over 30% in terms of young people. In terms of all blacks, it's around, last time I looked, about 13%. Double that of the overall unemployment rate. More than double. You see, the black population has forgot that it was the Democratic Party in the South, but also in the North, that was pro-slavery, pro-Jim Crow laws, segregation, and only when FDR came into power, and remember, he needed the Dixiecrats that really were trying to keep segregation in the South, at least. He needed those votes to get elected. And now they vote 90-95% for the Democrat Party, whoever the candidate is. And then they wonder why their children can't find jobs. I'll tell you why they can't find jobs. We have a president that's more concerned about illegal aliens, largely from Mexico and Central America, than anything else. And that's just the simple, sad fact. You got to connect the dots. Because I challenge you, if we had truly had full employment in this country, do you think we'd have rioting? No. Where you have rioting is you have a lot of people of all ages that can't find jobs. They're idle. They lack hope. They have lost the American dream. They don't have job opportunities and never will. You see, I'm for law and order, but it's across the board. And the president is rather selective in what laws he wants to enforce. And that is exactly the wrong message you send to the black teenagers and young people that are rioting in Baltimore. Well, if the president can get away with it, and he is getting away with it, because unfortunately the Republican Party does not have the courage, and I would really like to put it in more graphic terms, to check this president by either impeaching him, which they should, or as a minimum cut off the funds, and they have deliberately done nothing to stop him. They're totally relying on the courts whenever that happens. And in the meanwhile, what is happening? The president and this administration is trying to accelerate the people that already have green cards to get their citizenship. Why? So they can vote. The Republican Party is committing political suicide. But I also will say, so is the Democratic Party. Why? The American people, no matter what party affiliation, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whether they're liberal or conservative, believe that the American people, American citizens, should come first, not the 30 to 50 million illegal aliens that are in the United States, of which more than half to three quarters are working. That's what's unconscionable. We have political elites of both parties that are ignoring the wishes of the American people. And when you do that, it starts and leads to civil unrest, and you've only got a taste of it today. Because people will push back. People will defend their homes. People will defend their businesses. People will defend their churches against violence such as that we've seen in Baltimore in the last couple of days. With that, I have to cut the show short. We'll have a long show Friday. I'll make up for the time. And we're having more developments coming in regarding this story, which I'll get into more detail tomorrow. With that, on a positive note, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.